Welcome to the Williams Nikan YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning. How's your weather? We just had all this nice warm weather, and now we have a cooling period up here.
Oh.
Some rain. Keep us from burning up like some places. How are you got? How's your weather in Houston?
I think yesterday was only 94, so we're out of those. We're out of the three digits for a while.
Whoa! We got up to 80.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's my computer. It's not allowing me to get on by the internet.
Oh.
Well, I'll be on eventually.
I sent messages, emails out with a click with a link.
Yes, I got it, and it was great.
Did you go on a link?
Yes, I went on to that link.
So and you're able to get on the computer now?
No, you sent me an email. What I can't do is when I get onto your site, I can't get into I can't download the Java, you know, so that I can, you know, get the slideshow that you have. Right, but when you send me an email with a link, I can do that. And that was helpful.
The link to something else, right, yeah.
Right, and so, I did buy at, I decided to get Barlean's coconut oil, but I am not going to start that. Until another 2 months. I like to do one thing at a time and give 3 months to see what the effect is.
That's a good plan.
This is Joni research.
<laughs> <laughs> Right.
One change at a time.
That would be your name.
right. That's how I learned that, yes, I can eat gelato and no, I cannot eat oatmeal or, you know, that kind of stuff. That's how
right.
I find it out.
Well, that's really good and really takes some patience, I think.
Oh, please.
And determination.
Right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty. Good morning, Taryn.
Good morning.
And Mark. Mary Lou. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
And good morning, Margaret. Not quite on the phone yet. Okay. Well, welcome to Happy Monday. And we should be mindful Monday. We are going to be mindful of what we're trying to accomplish. And keep in mind, maybe like Joni Researcher here, think about what we're doing one thing at a time. What are we trying to do primarily? So, of course, we know that we have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. But what are the choices? We want to become more mind and body fit. I think we all have agreed to this much. But what else have we agreed to with ourselves? We do have our chart. I would like to know... We said hi to everybody who's on the screen and also Joni who is not. Is there anyone else on the call that we can't see on the screen? It's not on WebEx with us.
I can't get on the internet. So, does anyone else know more about what took place at midnight last night? They said that some kind of like somebody was going to take over the internet or whatever.
Right.
ECWG.com is what we're supposed to check our computer with to see if something has happened. But
ECW.com, and so you had to go to that and make sure you didn't have that virus or something.
Well, I have not gone to that yet, but I'm just wondering if that's why, because I cannot get on the internet.
Well, the FBI took the site down last... You had to get in there at a specific time.
I think it was at midnight, wasn't it?
Before midnight.
Yeah, if you can't get on the internet, supposedly you have that malware.
Oh my.
Virus, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this morning that my bookmarks are all screwy. I am on the internet, but my bookmarks are overlapping one another and stuff like that. Can I go to this ecwg.com and find out if I have something on my computer?
I'm not sure what that is, but I think the first initial is D, or the first letter, but D as in David, C, W, G. I think I wrote it down correctly.
Wait, E as in Edward?
No, D as in dog.
Monty, can I get on now at all anyway?
Well, if you can't get on the internet, supposedly you have the malware, and it's already infected your computer, so there's no way now, because it was, the computer had a date, the virus had a date that it was going to hit the internet. So if you had the malware, if you didn't get into there before today, midnight day, that there's nothing you can do, because the malware is now in your system, and you can't, the only way you're going to get it done is either rebuild your computer, start from scratch, or get a new computer.
Well, first, before you panic, why don't you just turn your computer off and reboot it, bring it back up again, and maybe you just have some other problem.
Okay, I still don't understand what is available on this site. This David Charlie.
I just heard about it on the late news last night, and I didn't go to the site because I felt like hopefully it wouldn't affect us. And so, Monty, is it even if you have your good protection, whatever you call it?
First I'd do what Ruth said to do, is reboot, just shut your computer down and try to restart it.
Okay.
And then try to get on the internet again and see if that works. If not, you're going to have to get yourself some, take your computer to some place that can take care of it, is all.
House clean it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's a process.
I know we have one here on Vashon. It's not all that expensive to get it done, but it takes a little bit of time, especially if there are thousands of people there with their computers lined up. Okay. So, but that site, Monty, did they say they took it down at midnight because that was the end of anything you could do about it, right?
Exactly right. There's no reason to go to the site now because it's too late. Because it basically, if you went to that site and you got a green picture, okay, it said to you that your computer was not infected. If you went to that site and you got a different color, then it would tell you the fixes that you needed to do in order to get rid of the malware or the virus, okay?
Okay.
But as of midnight last night, that system, that called down, because now there's nothing they can do to...
Gotcha,
because the virus is now taking control of your computer.
Okay.
So good luck. Let us know, Nancy.
Okay.
I'm sorry if your computer is sick. Let's talk about our people.
Toxic poisons.
You got it.
Good nutrition.
But Nathan can't help at all with my computer.
Okay, so let's go with our health care, our health style with Nikan. Our chart is our goal, and I want to talk a little bit today about the program we had before because it was so successful, and it basically had the same outline, get my little red dot here, of choices for the day that you guys have printed out to keep your journaling on that we print out. And so, now then, how is it working out for you? I'm not asking you to say right now. That's something you might do tomorrow. But here we have our tracking success, our measurement. But we're not just keeping track of measuring. We're thinking about what it is that we need to improve. For instance, I'm trying to improve my blood pressure and bring that down. So whatever it is that we have as a challenge, we want to look at and see what we're going to do to keep track of that, and is that improving for us. So one of the things that has been kind of mentioned on the program a few times but not really brought out is the program we did before, because most people on the program were on there to lose some weight. Now, all of us are not trying to lose much weight, but the majority of people have some weight to lose, and so that's one of their main goals. And so on the program we had before, we had 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. But 2 of those meals, to make it really easy to follow, we use a smoothie. And so I have the picture here of our body balance. We no longer have the chocolate, unless there's still some left, but we do have the vanilla, and of course you can flavor that chocolate if you want to. And so we made up the smoothies, and we had lots of different recipes. And so we have been going on kind of expecting that maybe you're following that, and maybe you're not going to. Maybe you'll do 1 a day. But it made it very simple for you not to have to think about what you're eating all the time. And so maybe that's something you want to do again. Are any of you doing that right now, now with this program? 2 smoothies, 2 snacks, and a meal. Sort of doing it? I thought I'd heard some people saying that they were doing this.
Well, that's basically what I'm doing, Ruth. I do have a smoothie in the morning. Sometimes at lunchtime I get a little lazy and I just make a protein drink. But and then I do have the 2 snacks and a regular meal.
So what's the difference between a protein drink and a smoothie?
Well, this is my definition. a smoothie is where you add things in, you know, like I add lots of the green vegetables, and I'll throw in other things that the rest of you don't like. And usually I will add some kind of a fruit.
The only one I complained about was the onion. I put all those other things in there.
I didn't want to bring up a bad memory.
If you want to have an onion, you like it. That's fine with me.
and you know, I also add in the cinnamon into my smoothie at least once a day. And then I try, usually one of my snacks will include an apple that's been sliced up, dipped into the protein, and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I love that one.
Okay. Anyone else want to tell us about a good smoothie?
I did a good one this weekend.
What was that, Mary Lou?
Okay, we put in our fresh pineapple because it's so good right now.
A whole thing?
Pardon me?
You said a whole fresh.
You want me to tell you that? Okay, I put in a
correct
cup of
blocks,
pineapple.
Right?
I put in a cup of pineapple. This is for 2 people. And I have to be honest, I didn't look at the blocks.
You got a lot of blocks there.
1 cup of pineapple for 2 people. So that's a half a cup, right? Each.
Okay.
I need to look at that block chart. It's not on the screen. And then I put in I put in about 4 inches of celery.
That's not that bad. Half a cup of pineapple is 1 block. You have it just right.
Okay, good. Now I've got 1 cup of spinach leaves.
Those are practically free.
And 4 inches of celery.
Mm-hmm.
2 ounces of coconut milk, because you know I'm a coconut nut. And then I put in Pie Mag water between half and 3/4 cup of Pie Mag water, because I played with this. We had it, I think, 3 or 4 times. And then I put in between 1 and 2 cups of ice cubes. And I got the recipe from the Vitamix, and I think everybody should do this. Go to the Vitamix thing and look at the smoothie recipes. I went in there just to find an emerald smoothie, and then I just, you know, doctored it up. They don't say to put in the, oh, and it was two scoops of the Body Balance. And it was delicious.
That sounds delicious. I didn't know I could
and I'm
have gonna
try
so
it.
Much pineapple.
What?
I didn't know I could have so much pineapple in that. That is really sounds
and
good.
I'm going to try it with kale. Next time I go to the store, I'm going to get some kale because that's the only way I'm going to be able to get kale. And
get the kale that has a bumpy leaves,
bumpy.
Not smooth.
Bumpy? Why?
Yeah, like the elephant skin or something because it tastes lots better. It's the best
way. No, I won't taste it. I'm hoping the pineapple. I'm sorry. Okay,
it won't.
Bumpy
it doesn't
leaves.
Taste. It's not even strong at all.
Okay. Is it huge, though, those great big leaves?
Some leaves are big and some it might be big. I don't know. They're pretty big. Mine are still young, so I don't know how big they're going to get. I've been eating,
okay.
Though.
So this would be kind of fun to see if I balanced it, that drink.
You did. Looks pretty close. I think you did. I don't know what the coconut milk is.
Well, that's why it's
on a chart.
Two people.
I'll fix it up. Yeah, wow.
Okay. Yeah, just enough to, I'm hoping to give it a little bit of flavor and get that extra good nutrient in there, that coconut.
Super.
I know the recipe from the Vitamix page said the calories, of course, that's before the coconut milk and my Body Balance, was 70 calories. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and 2 grams of protein, so that's why we have to have we definitely want the Body Balance in there for the protein. So, anyway, I thought it was delicious, and I'm going to, now that I found, I don't know why I didn't think of that sooner, but now that I'm going to be doctoring up some more smoothies.
Mary,
I will be able to go to twice a day if I'm not bored.
Right.
Mary Lou, this is Kathleen, and I just read... I bought a package of coconut flour, and I think I read on there that add it to your smoothies because it gives you a lot more roughage. And so I put a little bit of coconut flour, a couple tablespoons of that in my green smoothie with kale, and I put a tablespoon of, I had some coconut. It just wasn't long grain or anything. It was just chopped coconut from the health food store. Makes a kind of a sweetness to the thing as well as smoothness.
Okay, well, boy, the Body Balance sweetens it up. So,
yes, it does. It's great.
The first day, I mean, this last time I was very careful not, you know, the first day I put the cup of pineapple in there, and, you know, I cheated because I love pineapple, and I piled it so it was over the top of the one cup measure. But yesterday, I mean, I measured it because it was quite sweet. The pineapple's very good right now, so.
Ah.
Okay, that's what I did.
And the pineapple is very blue, which means it is quite alkaline also. So yeah, that's a really alkaline drink. Good job.
Yay!
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Now we can experiment more and have fun with those smoothies and then our balanced meal and helps us to stay on track better. Okay, here we have this little cell on our screen, human cells and a human body. So here we are made up of all these different cells, and I wanted to, really I was thinking about talking more about toxins again quite a bit, and look at these poor little people, the people in the cells represent the different parts of the cell and the things that they do. The manufacturing plant, usually in the science book it doesn't say manufacturing plant. I'm sure you probably remember. It does say cell membrane. And they're probably not all perfect circles like this one with these little people in it. But I think it's particularly interesting to look at over here and see the packaging plant. See these little blue people packaging up things, and then they label them, and then they send them around, and that reminds us of our osteodense and how it helps get things around to the body. they're going to export these to some other cells. And I thought that was a really great picture of that. We've had this picture before, but not really paid attention to all the things that it does. I'm not sure what this little thing is down here. It looks like something about an enemy. And here's a controller in here, the nucleus. And so, once again, we see evidence of what osteodense does with the importing and exporting, getting things around to our body. But what do we do if we have toxins coming in here? Down here in the corner with the nutrients, and there they have a little door. Well, what they don't show right here by the door are the guards. We learned about the guards when we were studying the cell and everything before. We didn't really have pictures of cells and everything, but we knew that there are guards everywhere where to keep the bad things out of the cells, but if they get overloaded, well, then I'm sure that they get into our cells, and particularly with our water. I think our water is something that we really need to teach people about, because by the time we sometimes eat wrong things, we get things with our food, we get too acid over here on our acid chart, we have children, and you know, all these diseases are just multiplying like crazy. It feels like we're being attacked, but we're attacking ourselves. So people are attacking themselves. I would want to say we, because we're the ones that are fanatical about let's stay healthy. And so here we have the dominoes, and I'm thinking of these dominoes of toxins from the water, toxins from the air, MSG, and all these things. If we aren't vigilant, then they will build up in our bodies. But I think that we really got the picture, but what we need to do is more sharing about, we can't talk to them about everything at one time, but we can talk about the water, for instance. And then a lot of people needing the transportation system of the osteodense, and thinking of the fact that, you know, they think of osteodense, or they think of bone health. If they have bone disease, if they have osteoporosis or osteopenia, well, they get the picture that they need to do something about it. But what about helping them to understand that when they have bad digestion, there's this little, your body talking to you. Things are not being exported right. They're not being transported right. What about if they have irregular heartbeat? Well, they just have to go to the doctor and get some medicine. Well, that is another thing that you might want to look at. Are your cells exporting and importing and everything correctly? What's missing? And all these things that add up to a domino effect, and we have all these children having cancer, and it just drives me crazy. Mary Lou and I have been doing calls for a long time, and we look at the ground, and all of us, probably all of you also, look around and see these buildings for all these diseases, and I feel like we need to do a better job of sharing with people, and it can start with MECAN, because that's an easy door opener because of the water and the quality we have of the water and the air to cut. That's a good way to cut down to begin with, and then talking to them about their food, sometimes they just, it's not the first thing they want to change. Have you guys found that to be true?
Yes.
Amen.
But if we can start with our water. Okay. With all these, yes, Karen?
Hey, can I give you an update on Mary Grace so that everyone will understand this water really does do something? You know, for those of you who may not know, she is our Native American daughter who had liver and kidney failure, and the doctors didn't give her but, you know, 3 or 4 more days to live. We put her on the water, and it totally reversed everything, and within less than a year, she was off of hospice feeling great. We went down last October, and she was back to having trouble with her liver, and we thought, what in the world could be wrong? And, you know, we realized that she didn't understand that they had to change that water filter. So we bought them a new water filter, they got back onto that, and do you know that her liver is functioning now? If that isn't proof positive that this water is valuable, whether you have a liver problem or you just want to keep your body healthy.
Wow! Thank you. She didn't make any other changes except the water filter.
In fact, she purposely didn't do anything else. Well, I should say in the beginning she didn't, well, because she couldn't do anything. She was nearly dead. But now, yeah, that's the only thing that she's changed, and she knows that it's the water.
And is that a reverse osmosis?
Definitely not.
What is? No. Give me some information about the water. The Nikon water product.
Right. We do presentations about that.
Oh, okay.
We don't have time to do the whole thing.
Sure,
but
sure.
It's Primag water. It's not. It does a lot of things.
It has
purifies it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has magnetics in it. It ionizes it.
This
is the most amazing watering machine anybody's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so reasonably priced. I mean, it's just, it is very, very amazing. And the water is so delicious. Another example I wanted to tell you, just similar, not very similar, but it's water only. Remember the guy that we talked about, that had from Hawaii? Mary Lou maybe knows the story. I think it's her downline. Is that a Hawaiian guy is under you, Mary Lou?
No.
He's not? Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, whomever, the guy has, we have pictures of his foot. But before he had that great big hole.
That guy.
But
yes, that guy is in our downline. Yes.
Okay. And before he had another sore on his foot somewhere, his diabetic. And they just used the Primag of water, and it healed up his foot. Is that correct, Mary Lou?
Yes, it is. Yep. We had pictures of that somewhere.
They don't have pictures of the first one, I don't think, but we have pictures, and then he got a sore on his foot. It wouldn't heal up, and it just got great big, and he went to the hospital to have it amputated. The doctor said he had to amputate his foot. It would not heal up. And his niece, I think it was, found out about it, and she went to the hospital. I think this is the funniest part. And she told him to get up and get out of that bed. He was not having his foot amputated. Get out of the hospital and come on. She was going to help him fix his foot. And they did. But they did use, I think, Greenzymes and some other things.
Sure.
Marilu maybe knows.
And they soaked his foot. They soaked it. Kept spraying it.
Yeah. Primag water.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's oxygenating. That's one of the problems with diabetes and the sores and things. I mean, one of them. Yeah, circulation,
mm-hmm.
oxygen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And Ruth, I want to add to all of this is that I had a chiropractor tell me that any other system that would do what Neekins does, which I don't think they do, he says you're looking at $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, you can't find anything like we've got.
The other main thing that it does, which
that price. Go ahead, Monty. Sorry.
That's okay. The main thing that I think is important about is our water, besides everything that has been mentioned, is that it breaks the water tension or the surface tension of the water, which means that water is a molecule. And if you can take that one molecule and you can break that into like three or four molecules, then what you get better absorption of your water into your cells, which, of course, that helps carry the nutrients into the cells also for the purpose of whatever. And, of course, anytime you can get more nutrients into something, and you're getting more oxygen in there, too, by breaking the molecule of the water down, that, of course, like Joan just said, that you get more oxygen in your water to your cell, which increases the benefit of water. And that's what our whole purpose of anything we do is, to get more nutrients into our body. And that's why I think our water is so great, is because it does break that surface tension and allows the water to be absorbed into the cells better and into our body.
Yep.
And, of course, we got the mineral rocks. It also has mineral rocks in it.
This is Donna. And I know a consultant who has a client who has AIDS, and the only thing the lady could afford was the water. She's getting better just using the water, which I think is amazing.
I remember Karen's daughter was hauling water to this lady who couldn't even get out of bed. Remember that, Karen?
Now say that again, what?
Cynthia was hauling water. I think it was Cynthia was hauling water to somebody, some lady over there,
oh,
and she
yes.
couldn't even get out of bed.
That's true. That was Marika Fudas. Yeah, she was having a terrific health challenge, and Cynthia just would take her a gallon of water every day, and eventually she not only got out of bed, she was out walking, and she never could put on weight. I mean, she was just so thin, and she started to put on weight. And of course, it was the kind of weight she needed. And by the way, it wasn't because she was depleted of water. This gal, I knew her personally, and she was forever drinking water. She had water. She packed a glass of water around with her all the time. So it wasn't that she was lacking water. It was that she was lacking the right kind of water.
No absorption, apparently.
No what?
She must have had strong little soldiers there that wouldn't let any of the water in her sails because it probably had chlorine or something in it.
Yeah.
So, and of course our water comes in a pack with the air and the shower head and the light. Kinkle light. And so then you can, if you get them all at once, so then you have, of course, chlorine control at your shower, and then so you have, keep the bad things out of the air, so they won't be going in your lungs and into your body, so that would cut down a lot. I'm going to show you one picture. It's a picture of the new sleep system, sleep mask. And here's all the little magnets in it. And got another lady who had sent us an email about her. As a matter of fact, she sent me all these sheets. I can't read them at all. They have these little marks all over them about her change in her eyes, about her glaucoma. And she's very excited about it. Mary Lou, do you know about this? This person's in her download, too. She's very excited about it, so I guess it's better. So I'm excited to talk to her. I haven't talked to her yet. Darlene Johnson.
Yeah, I heard her say that on when we were doing our WebEx, and you know I think and that's absolutely wonderful. However, she has all the technologies too, so I think it's a combination.
Yeah,
you know, I know she loves the water, and you know it's just like that domino. I guess if you wanted to stand them all up again, that's the way I kind of look.
That's
at it.
That's a good idea.
The other thing about our new sleep mask, if you'll notice and you're looking at the picture, you'll realize that most of our sinus cavities are directly comparable to where the magnets are placed in the sleep mask. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get a tremendous amount of benefit that have sinus infections or sinus problems. I think they're going to see some good results.
Well, there's still a lot of people out there that need help with these, with this. I run into them all the time. And so we've got to be out there talking and helping these people. That's our job, is to share it with NECAN.
I had a nurse tell me, I've always slept, even with the old mask, I mean, very excited about this new one. But anyway, I had kind of quit sleeping with it because it messed up my hair so bad.
Oh, vanity.
But anyway, well, when I get up in the morning, you know, because I push that mask around. But anyway, I had a nurse tell me that the most important thing about sleeping with that sleep mask is it the pineal gland?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyway, you need to have the light completely blocked out, or that gland doesn't, in order to make that gland work. And that gland has can impact our energy, you know, a whole bunch if we don't block out that light. So anyway, just hearing that, I went and put that mask back on. I'm sleeping with it again, so sleepy. And the sun comes in our bedroom so darn early in the morning that, really early. Mm. So, yeah, it's good. I'm using it again, but I'm very excited to get this new one August 1st.
August 1st, we can order it, yeah. No, good. Has anybody heard the price for it?
No.
Okay. Okay, this is our time's up for Monday, and tomorrow is Terrific Tuesday with Karen, and we look forward to that. If anybody, again, wants any special slides, you better call me far ahead. Things are heating up around here. I think we're getting an offer on our place tonight, this week. I guess not yet today. And so, sounds pretty good.
Yay.
So, yeah. So,
and then you'll be in building another one, right?
Oh, I love doing houses. I'd like to go do flip houses, or else just build them. I have all these different ideas just keep floating around in my head. I don't know what happened to my head. It just keeps getting more ideas for all these different things. That I like doing slides too. Okay. So have a great day today, and let's share NECAN. Share NECAN, because you never know who those people know who have a desperate need for NECAN. And these products can change lives. We've seen them change lives and save feet and eyes and sight and a whole lot of other things that we'll never know about. And may we never know the difference that they all make in our lives. We don't get all these bad diseases. So you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a great.
Thanks, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
still there.
Great call on Friday, by the way.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for
recording. Very interesting. I had to boost the recordings of Dr. Fife up about 20 decibels. Normally I have to work 2 or 3 decibels, maybe 5, but I had to do it 20, but it came out okay, so I was excited to hear it as well. So,
wow, thanks, Steve.
I think you should be happy with it. It was really good. So,
also, I really want to thank you for recording these, because I was gone for the last Thursday and Friday, and I was able to go to the All's Wells website and listen to these calls that were done on Thursday and Friday. And I just want to thank you again for that, because that really helped me stay up to on par of what's kind of going on in the calls. So thank you. Really appreciate that very much. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate you. I was on mandatory overtime all last week, so there was no way I could even be on the calls. So it was, in fact, I don't know what happened Tuesday. It recorded all the way up till the time that somebody hit the host came on, and then it died. So, you know, there must have been a code that came through that my machine didn't like, and it killed it. So I was sad I didn't get Tuesday's call at all. But we missed a few of them, but not too many. So glad that helps. Everybody helps me. So it was interesting. I did a swoosh this morning for about 25 minutes, and my mouth feels so much better. It's amazing. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Awesome.
By the way, Ruth, you asked a question on Friday's call in regards to why quail doesn't kill a bad bacteria, and I think I might have the reason for that.
Why it doesn't kill the good bacteria?
Correct. And the main reason is coconut oil has a 42.7% lauric acid in it, and one of the things that mother's milk has, new mother's milk, I should say, that it has a lot of lauric acid in it. L-A-U-R-I-C is how it's spelled. And the other thing that it has is lactoferrin, mother's milk does. So I would think, and the purpose of lauric acid is to, for the first newborn, is baby mother's milk, and that is to kill off the bad bacteria in the baby's body so that the good bacteria can thrive. So that might be a good reason why coconut oil doesn't kill the bad good bacteria. But does.
Acts like lactoferrin does.
Exactly right. To me, they're exactly the same. Even for those of us that are taking lactoferrin, the way, you know, I take it every morning, that's the first thing I put in my mouth when I get up out of bed, is that along with the coconut oil, and there's some other good benefits to coconut oil that I'll talk to you at a different time, but it's also very good.
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay?
Okay.
So maybe that'll help answer the question.
Okay, so then following that would be, if that is true of coconut oil, is it also true of coconut milk?
I would think so, because...
So maybe if you're going to talk about it, you can bring that up, too. Check on that.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. Okay. Have a good day. Great
you
call.
Did you have a good vacation?
Oh, yeah. It was nice just to kind of get away from everything.
Good. Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Thank you. Have a safe.